ضد وايف فرعون سي عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. Perhaps this child could benefit us. Now فرعون did not say that this child will benefit us, so he did not benefit from موسى عليه السلام. And this woman said that this child will benefit us. And Allah Pak brought that day that she benefited from موسى عليه السلام and the greatest benefit that any person perhaps could derive from anyone, and that is at the effort and at the hands of موسى عليه السلام. This woman was blessed with Iman and eternal happiness, joy and pleasure in the gardens of Jannat. So Fir'aun started persecuting and punishing Bani Israel. And as is the system in this dunya, people to gain the closeness of Fir'aun, تقربوا إلى فرعون بعداوة بني إسرائيل وإذائهم. To gain the closeness of Fir'aun, people started hating Bani Israel with no reason, with no reason to dislike Bani Israel. No argument or no fight or no solid valid excuse to harbor evil thoughts against Bani Israel, but just to gain the closeness of Fir'aun, like we see today it happens in the dunya, to please America or to please someone on a smaller scale, to please someone. Innocent people have been oppressed, and this is what the poet says it so beautifully, يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ, that today poverty is a crime, the poor person, the pauper is walking alone in this dunya and everything is opposing him. تَرَاهُ مُبْغَذًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ, when you look at him, you will hate him, you will dislike him. However, he hasn't done you any wrong, or neither has he disobeyed the order of Allah. يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا, this innocent poor person, because of his poverty, he is hated. If there's a rich person in the family, he can speak ill of anyone and everyone. His wealth conceals his wrongs, and no one has the courage of speaking against him because he's wealthy. But the poor person, anything of his is taken to be a big issue, and everybody speaks about it and everybody criticizes him. يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا, he sees a hatred coming from every direction. However, he doesn't know why people are hating him. حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَذَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا, to the extent that if a dog has to pass by a wealthy person, the dog will pass by wagging its tail. وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَكَشَرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا, and if this very same dog has to walk by a poor person, then this dog will go by, instead of wagging its tail, it will go by barking. So again here we find that people, just to gain the closeness of Fir'aun, started hating Bani Israel, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave them tasalli, and he used to console them, and he used to tell them, make sabr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ease in these problems, and Allah Pak will give you shelter, and Allah Pak will give you security, Allah Pak will destroy your enemy. Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام told his people, seek help from Allah and be patient. استعان يستعين استعانة, seek the assistance of Allah and bear the difficulties with tolerance. Every day, وفي كل يوم بلية نازلة في كل يوم محنة جديدة. The Mufassirin had written, every day Fir'aun was devising various forms of punishment, that how he can mislead Bani Israel and how he can stop them from accepting Iman. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam constantly used to console them. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to pass by the family of Yasir radiallahu anhu, then Nabi alayhi salam said, Sabran ya ahla Yasir, inna mawa'idakum al-jannah. Make sabr and have patience. Your reward is Jannat and nothing but Jannat. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells his people, make sabr, inna الأرض لله, verily the earth belongs to Allah, يورثها من يشاء من عباده, and Allah Pak will give power and kingdom and rule to over this land of Egypt or over any other country to whomsoever he wishes from amongst his servants. والعاقبة للمتقين, and in remember, the blessed end is for those that fear Allah تبارك وتعالى. Now we know Bani Israel was noted for their stubbornness and was noted for their evil. Instead of accepting these words of consolement from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they rather went on the opposite. And what did they tell Musa alayhi salam? قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِن بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا. O Musa, We suffered prior to you coming, amongst us. Before you were born, because of the fear of a Nabi being born, we were persecuted and we were treated like animals. Our forefathers, those that have preceded us, went through difficulties because Fir'aun was told that a Nabi will be born. Now after you have come again, we are still facing the same difficulties. أُذِينَا مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِن بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا. There's absolutely no difference. We thought that after a Nabi will come, perhaps it will remove from us or lessen the difficulties and the torment and the persecution that we are facing. However, we find that the persecution is only at an increase. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again consoles them and tells them that, oh my nation, have sabr. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ. There is great hope, and inshallah this is going to happen, that Allah Pak will destroy your enemy. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And Allah Pak will make you their successors on the earth. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. And the object of giving you power over this land will not be so that you can misuse the amanat and the trust that will be given to you. Rather so that Allah see how you conduct yourself, which is the object of ruling and governing over a place. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells them, make sabr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove those difficulties. And there is great hope that Allah Pak will give you this power, and Allah Pak will give you rule over the land of Egypt. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells them that place your trust in Allah. Ya qawmi in kuntum amanatum billahi fa'alayhi tawakkalu in kuntum muslimin. Oh my nation, if you have accepted iman, now accept that difficulties are going to come. Ashaddun nasi bala'an al-anbiya. The people that will encounter the most amount of difficulties are the prophets. Thumma al-amthalu fal-amthal. Then those people who will resemble the prophets, they will encounter the most amount of difficulties. So make sabr, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The case and the condition of a believer is astonishing. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this astonishing factor is exclusively reserved to the believer. How is this? What is so astonishing about the believer? Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. Whatever happens to a Muslim is but good for him. In asabatu dharra, if problems, difficulties, hardship and adverse conditions come his way, he attributes it to Allah and conducts himself as Allah wants him to conduct himself. Exercise patience and tolerance, then despite the difficulties of this world, he can earn jannat for him. Wa in asabatu sarra, and if Allah gives him ease, health, comfort, luxury, bliss, prosperity, joy, happiness, and he attributes it to Allah and he is grateful to the bounties of Allah and he does not develop pride and arrogance, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Despite the luxuries of this, yeah, he can earn jannat for himself. So really the case of a believer is astonishing. He is one who can earn jannat for himself in every condition. Musa alayhi salatu was salam used to console them constantly, and he told them that Allah Pak will give you power. So Fir'aun now, every time he used to see people accepting the message of Musa alayhi salatu was salam or worshipping Allah Pak, it used to needle him, it used to upset him. So he prevented Bani Israel from building masajid. He stopped them from putting up masajid to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah Pak then commanded and inspired Bani Israel on the tongue of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّعَ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, and we commanded Bani Israel that make your dwellings and make your homes a place of worship. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and establish salah in your homes. Because Fir'aun, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. Who can be a greater zalim and a greater oppressor than that person who prevents Allah's creation from worshipping Allah? This azab continued, and these difficulties from Fir'aun continued. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept on giving them courage and himmat. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala started sending his azab. Musa alayhi salam had made dua to Allah. Rabbana innaka atayta fir'auna wa mala'ahu zinatan wa amwalan fil hayati dunya. Rabbana liyudillu an sabilik. Rabbana tmis ala amwalihim wa shdud ala qulubihim. Fala yu'minu hatta yaraw al-azab al-alim. Rabbana, O my Lord, innaka atayta fir'auna wa malahu. Verily you have given Fir'aun and his ministers and his chiefs. إِنَّكَ عَتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You have given them wealth and prosperity in this temporary life. رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ. Oh Allah, they are misusing these bounties of yours and they are using it to mislead your creation. رَبَّنَا طُمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Oh Allah, destroy their wealth and their properties. وَاشْتُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Seal these hearts. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ. I have lived with this nation and I have understood the condition of their hearts. O Allah, this nation will not accept your oneness and they will not believe in you until they don't witness the torment with the naked eye. Fine, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that every Nabi has been given one dua, and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam had used this dua for the destruction of their nation when they had realized that this nation will not accept Iman. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam lifted his hands and he said, Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasir. O Allah, my nation has neglected my message, overpowered me, O Allah. Rabbana, O Allah, you have left them in this dunya. O Allah, destroy them. لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا. Let us see one kafir walking on the face of this earth. إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا. Oh Allah, if you leave them, only evil and transgressors will come. Nuh alayhi salam made the dua and Allah destroyed the nation. Likewise, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam has made the dua. And in the ayat to come, inshallah, we will explain how Allah Pak commences his destruction, which Allah Pak makes mention in the Quran. أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِمْ فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَى تَخَوُّفٍ أَيْ تَنَقُّصٍ فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. One form of destroying a nation is gradually Allah Pak. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Like Allah told the dwellers of Mecca that the land of the Muslims was increasing and was expanding, and the land of Kufr was becoming smaller and smaller. The Islamic empire was becoming vast and it was covering and extending over various other countries. Now Allah Pak is making mention how Allah Pak commences the destruction of Fir'aun. The point I wanted to discuss while mentioning this, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَبَأْتُ دَعْوَتِي شَفَاعَةً لِأُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I have not used my dua, which every Nabi or the various Anbiya had used for the destruction of their nation. Rather, I kept my dua in the treasures of Allah, and on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will be angry with the creation, and at that time when the entire creation will move from Nabi to Nabi, and finally they will come to me, and then I will fall in sujood and prostration before Allah. I will then remind Allah Pak of this dua, and I will use this dua for the protection and the salvation and the intercession of my ummah. Wallahi la arda wa wahidun min ummati fin nar. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Oh Allah, I cannot rest until I don't see my entire ummah in the gardens of Jannah. Allahu Akbar, such a Nabi, respected listeners. May Allah give us the tawfiq to resemble this Nabi and to imitate and emulate him in every aspect of our life. Allah Pak sent now the third sign. One was the stick of Musa alayhi salam. Then was the hand of Musa alayhi salam. Now Allah Pak sent a drought on Fir'aun and his nation. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Allah says, and indeed, we punished the people of Pharaoh with years of drought and shortness of fruits. In the riwayat of tafsir, it is written that this drought lasted for 7 years. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and Qatada rahmatullah alayhi, amongst the kibari mufassirin, have written that sinin, that is the drought, thus affected the people that were involved in farming, people that were on the outskirts of the city, people that were involved in farming and vegetation, and naqsim min al-thamarad, shortage of fruits and crops, etc. This affected the people of the city. This drought continued for 7 years. 7 years of difficulty. Allah makes mention in the Quran, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. If Allah commands the water to sink into the earth, who can produce water for you? Who can bring water for you? Now what army of yours, what talent of yours? The weather bureau can perhaps tell you that there will be rain tomorrow, or there's no chance of rain, or there'll be scattered thunder showers or whatever else they have. But can they bring the rain when it's not coming? Or can they stop the rain when it is coming in the floods? This is in the control of Allah. Man has absolutely no knowledge. Allah makes makes mention that this is amongst those five things. إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث. When will rain come? ويعلم ما في الأرحام. And what is in the womb of every female, whether insan or the animal kingdom. الله يعلم ما تحمل كل أنثى وما تغيظ الأرحام وما تزداد وكل شيء عنده بمقدار. The changes that are happening, ما تغيظ الأرحام وما تزداد, in the womb of every female is in the knowledge of Allah Pak. Fir'aun and Haman and whatever else they had, they have become despondent. They were so proud and arrogant about the Northern Nile that they used to claim and say that Misr غَنِيَّةٌ بِالنِّيلِ عَنِ الْمَطَرُ وَعَنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that Egypt, because of the River Nile, is independent from water and it can live and survive because from the River Nile water goes out through the various other towns and it gives water to the all forms of gardens and orchards. So Egypt, because of the River Nile, is independent and does not need water. And what they used to claim to say, that the River Nile, huwa miftahu rizqi, is the key of sustenance. But now Allah Pak showed them His strength and His quwwat. Naqasat thamaratuhum, there was a shortage in fruit. And kanat maja'atum ba'da maja'atin, drought after drought. Can we imagine drought for 7 consecutive years? Hunalika alima ahlu Misr, the people of Egypt now had to understand and realize anna fir'aun laysa rabbahum, that fir'aun was not their lord. Wa anna rizq biyadillah, that sustenance was in the hands of Allah. It is in the control of Allah Pak. Everything is in the control of Allah. But again, shaitan misled them and shaitan did not allow them to accept the message of Allah Pak. So they came to Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And what did they tell Musa alayhi salatu was salam? Oh Musa, ask Allah to remove this difficulty from us, and we promise لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ, we will accept iman on you. وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, and with you we will send Bani Israel. And the unique thing to understand here is, as we will carry on with the other forms of azab also, I will explain that this difficulty or this divine calamity that came only affected Qibti, and that is the people of Fir'aun. The gardens and the orchards of Bani Israel was not affected in any way. Allah Pak, maybe there was a shortage of rain generally speaking. However, the gardens were still, the trees were still bearing fruit. And the difficulty that was going through Fir'aun and his people, these difficulties were not being experienced by Musa alayhi salam in Bani Israel. Openly people were seeing that if you denied Allah, there was difficulties. And if you are from amongst the nation of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, then they were not facing the difficulties. But people did not accept iman. Allah Pak makes mention, فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَى إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ عَلَىٰ خَوْفٍ مِّن فِرْعَوْنَ, because of the fear of Fir'aun, that if we will accept the message of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Fir'aun will kill us. So Allah Pak then sent another divine calamity. And Allah Pak makes mention of this. What did Allah Pak send upon them? Before I mention this, they came to Musa alayhi salatu was salam and they asked Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, tell Allah Pak to remove this difficulty, will bring iman. Musa alayhi salatu was salam made dua to Allah. Allah, remove this divine calamity for a period of 1 month. Now again, everything was prosperous for them and everything was flourishing for them. So what did they say when the evil was with them? Did they mention, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَن مَعَهُ, and if difficulty came their way, they attributed it to the evil omens considered to be attached to Musa alayhi salatu was salam. They said that this is the bad luck of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. ذَلِكَ مِنْ شُعْبِ مُوسَى, because of Musa, prior to Musa coming, we did not have a drought. This drought is because of the wrong of Musa and the evil of Musa alayhi salam. So again, Allah Pak gave them 1 month of respite so that they can reform and they can turn to Allah. When they again neglected this, now Allah Pak sent again another calamity upon. This is the condition of insan, respected listeners. Allah sends a reminder for a period of time. He responds, he turns to Allah, he asks for forgiveness. Then as time passes, by murur zaman, by the passing of time, once again he becomes ungrateful and he starts violating the orders of Allah. What calamity does Allah Pak send upon them now? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ, Allah Pak said, we send upon them a flood. According to most of the Mufassirin, this is interpreted in its literal form, that is flood, that was water that was sent down. Now this is Allah's Qudrat. بَيْنَمَا هُمْ يَشْكُونَ قِلَّةَ الْمَاءِ إِذَا هُمْ يَشْكُونَ كَثْرَةَ الْمِيَاءِ, It was a matter of few weeks ago, they were complaining of the shortage of water. Now they are complaining that water is coming in abundance. When there was no water, they couldn't bring water. Now what? When water is coming in abundance, they cannot stop the water. But what can they do? This is the divine calamity that Allah Pak had sent upon them. Yeah, again, it was open and it was evident. It was clear and vivid and clear and vivid, manifest, that the drought only affected Tibti and the people of Firaun. The water gushed into their homes. The water destroyed their farmings. The water destroyed their palaces. The water destroyed their buildings and their dwellings. And Bani Israel were living in the neighborhood. They were living together. They were living in the same locality. However, the water would not enter into the house of any Bani Israel. This was a sign of Allah's kindness on Bani Israel. And prior to the coming of this ummah, Bani Israel was the most honored and revered nation. فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ Allah says, we had made you the most superior of Allah's creation. So the drought only affected the nation of Firaun and the Qibti. This drought or this divine calamity lasted for 1 week, according to the tafsir of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu, the flood lasted for 1 week. After 1 week again, when the water had reached such levels that it had become difficult for them, and the people were drowning and people were losing their lives, again they came back to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Oh Musa, ask Allah to remove this calamity, to remove this difficulty, to remove this divine azab from us, and we will bring iman and we will release Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam makes dua to Allah once again, Allah out of His kindness and mercy, knowing very well what would be the outcome, knowing everything is in the knowledge of Allah. Allah Pak stops the flood and Allah Pak makes everything easy for them. For a period of time, for 3 weeks, they started becoming good and decent people. Once again, when they seen that everything was rosy and everything was flourishing for them and everything was prosperous, they said again that flood came because of the evil of Musa. Just like how they attributed the drought to the evil of Musa, now they attributed the flood towards the evil of Musa. And once again they started becoming rebellious and they started violating and transgressing and exceeding the limits and the boundaries of Sharia. Again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent a calamity. Can we imagine the tolerance of Allah, the patience of Allah? This time Allah Pak sent another army of His. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّ Allah, no one besides Allah knows the figure of His army. Who or what does Allah Pak send at this time? Wal-jarad. Allah said, we send locusts. Allahu Akbar, such a small creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But that those locusts had made their life miserable. Wherever they went, there was nothing but locusts. And like Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi writes, كَيْفَ يُقَاتِلُونَهُ وَلَا يَعْمَلُ فِيهِ السُّيُوفِ وَلَا يَعْمَلُ فِيهِ السِّهَامِ How can they challenge this army of Allah Pak? You cannot destroy this with bullets. You cannot destroy it with tankers. This is how subtle the army of Allah Pak is. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ Everything belongs to the army of Allah. He can destroy the superpower. They became frustrated. They didn't know how to handle, whether it was the clothes, whether it was home, the food, wherever they went, there was nothing but locusts. Again, they come to Musa alayhi salam. Oh, Musa, ask Allah to remove this calamity. We will bring Iman and we will send Bani Israel with you. Respected listeners, you and I perhaps might think this nation was so stubborn and they had violated the orders of Allah so much. So many reminders came to them, but they did not pay heed to the reminders that had been sent by Allah. Let's look into our life. Each person out there, if we look into our own lives and see how many reminders did Allah send to us, perhaps in the form of an accident, perhaps in the form of losing one of our close and near and dear ones. We lost the near and dear one. We started repenting to Allah, or taqwa came into our lives. We started fearing Allah. We started performing namaz for a period of time. Then as time passed, once again, we went back to our old life. Again, Allah Pak sent another reminder. Perhaps theft, or we lost something, or some difficulty came to us in some form. Once again, we turned to Allah. For a period of time, we remained pious. We turned to Allah. We obeyed every order of Allah. Then again, as the time went, we disobeyed Allah Pak. So let us not look at Bani Israel and only highlight their evil and their transgression and their disobeying of the commandments of Allah, but rather let each person look into his own situation and see how guilty we are of this very same crime. Again, Allah Pak removes this difficulty of the locusts from them for a period of time, as I mentioned, in between the period of chance and respite that was given to them, according to the tafsir of Abdullah ibn Abbas, were of 3 weeks. Once again, after this period, they violated the orders of Allah. So Allah Pak explained Allahu Akbar, another form of His Qudrat and His strength. And Allah says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلِ. This time Allah Pak used something so minute, something so small and so insignificant. And Allahu Akbar, what is that, respected listeners? وَالْقُمَّلْ, the lice. Lice that settles in a person's hair. Allah Pak had put this calamity divinely upon them. تسلط عليهم القمل. Everywhere they went, القمل في الفراش والقمل في الثياب والقمل في الرأس والقمل في الشعر. In the clothes, in the food, on the body, wherever they went, طار نومهم, they became restless, they couldn't sleep. باتوا يقصعون القمل ويسبونه, whole day trying to pull the lice out, screaming, getting upset, becoming restless. Allah Pak is explaining He can destroy a superpower with lice. And again, this is the same army of Allah Pak that the ulama have written, لا تعمل فيه السيوف ولا يعمل فيه السيام. Siham, that swords cannot destroy it, neither can arrows destroy it, neither can bullets or tankers. This is the weapons of Allah and this is the army of Allah. Once again they come to Musa alayhi salam. Allah speaks about the ungratefulness of insan. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanoon. Oh Musa, ask Allah Pak to remove these difficulties. We promise this time, we pledge, we vow and accept that we will accept this message of Allah Pak and we will send Bani Israel and we will stop our oppression. Allah give them a period of time, and as was their practice, after that period of time, they once again started their evil and their wrong. And this time Allah Pak sends another form of azab. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ. Allah Pak doesn't, from amongst Allah's creation also, Allah doesn't use large forms of azab, but rather Allah Pak is showing how He can destroy a person with such a small creature. Allah Pak sent the form of azab in the form of a frog, dhafadi', which means frogs. Wherever they went, there was frogs. ففي الطعام ضفادع وفي الشراب ضفادع وبين ملابسهم ضفادع. In the food there are frogs, in the kitchen there are frogs, at home, in the business, out, wherever you go, there's nothing but frogs. Whole night, هذه تثب, one frog jumping in this corner, one screaming in that corner. ولا يقتلون واحدة إلا وتأتي عشر. You kill one and ten pop out. ولا يخرجون واحدة إلا وتظهر خمس كأنها تولد في البيت. You take out one and another five come on like they were giving birth in the house. عجزت الحراس وعجزت الشرطة عن الضفادع. The police and the security became helpless before the divine punishment of Allah Pak. بعث الله عليهم آية خمسة. Allah Pak sends another form of azab, and this time it is them. What is them? Blood. Allahu Akbar. Blood. Allah converted every form of mineral and liquid into blood. When they went to draw water from the well, it was blood. When they went to take out water from the rivers, it was blood. When they held water in their hand, as soon as they brought it close to their mouth, it and understand, respected listeners, these calamities was only on the nation of Fir'aun. Bani Israel during all this period did not suffer these difficulties. Bani Israel, when they drew water, it was water. When they were eating, to the extent that Mufassirin have written, that one Bani Israeli from the nation of Musa alayhi salam and one person Qibti from the nation of Fir'aun, eating on one dastarkhan, eating the same food, when the Bani Israeli lifted his muscle and placed it in his mouth, it remained the muscle. When he drank the water, it remained water. And this Qibti from the nation of Fir'aun, when he lifted the same water or took the water from the hand of Bani Israel, as soon as he brought it to his mouth, it became blood. When he lifted the muscle, it became blood. And likewise, the Mufassirin have written, blood started coming out of their bodies. Sal al-ru'afu min anafihim, started flowing from their bodies. Dha'ufu wa ta'ibu jidda, they became weak, they became helpless. Ajazal atibba'u anil ilaji walam yanfa'hum dawa, the doctors gave up hope, they became helpless, they didn't know how to handle the situation. Every drink and every liquid was converted into blood. Again they came to Musa alayhi salam. ولما وقع عليهم الرجز قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك. Then came the calamity of Rijzun, which was a plague that broke out, an epidemic of plague that broke out. 70,000 people lost their lives. They pledged and they begged Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Musa, ask your Lord to remove this, and we promise this time we take an oath, we will accept iman, and we will send Bani Israel, which was the final form of azab for this nation amongst these signs that were given to Musa alayhi salam. Let's wait and see what was the outcome of this azab and how Allah destroys this nation. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي فاضرب لهم طريقا في البحر يبسا لا تخاف دركا ولا تخشى. فأتبعهم فرعون بجنوده فغشيهم من اليم ما غشيهم وأضل فرعون قومه وما هدى. يا بني إسرائيل قد أنجيناكم من عدوكم وواعدناكم جانب الطور الأيمن ونزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى. كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ولا تطغوا فيه فيحل عليكم غضبي، ومن يحلل عليه غضبي فقد هوى. وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى. وما أعجلك عن قومك يا موسى؟ قال هم أولئك على أثري وعجلت إليك رب لترضى. Respected listeners, indeed Ayat-e-Karima, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now explains and discusses when he had decided the destruction of Pharaoh and his entire nation, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would now wanted to protect Bani Israel from the oppression of Fir'aun. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah Pak makes mention, we had inspired on Moses, that is Musa alayhi salam, أوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي, that travel by night with my servants, that is Bani Israel, and take them towards Sham, that is Syria. Now Musa alayhi salatu was salam had prepared Bani Israel and had mentioned to them that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded me to take you and we are to leave this place. Bani Israel had passed the message around that it was their festival and it was the occasion to rejoice. So that is why they will be leaving Egypt for a period of time. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had already told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, أن أسري بعبادي ليلا إنكم متبعون,